Today, what I want to talk about is the implementation aspect of leadership. Remember, the first part of leadership is about vision and direction. That leadership is all about going somewheres, and that has to come from the hierarchy. People look to you for direction. It doesn't mean you don't involve people, but it's your responsibility that a clear vision is set. Once the vision and direction is set, though, we've got to turn the traditional hierarchy upside down so that leaders who set the vision and direction are now at the bottom of the hierarchy, cheerleading and supporting and encouraging people to lead according to the vision and direction. If you don't turn the pyramid upside down, what you have is a duck pond. This is what happens to a lot of organizations. The hierarchies are left alive and well for implementation. So now all the energy is moving away from the customers up the hierarchy so that people are supporting their boss rather than their people or the customers. If there's a conflict between what the customers want and the bosses want, the boss wins. It's interesting about this concept of ducks. When The Passion of the Christ came out, there was a lot of talk about it was anti-Semitic. It acted like, you know, the Jews that killed Jesus. The reality is the Jews did not kill Jesus. Jesus came to die. But you know who put the finger on Jesus? It was the Pharisees, who were a bunch of ducks. I mean, he healed on Sunday, and they went, quack, 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 quack. You can't do that. You know, he said, I am God. You can't say that. Quack, somebody else is that, you know. And here he is bringing love and compassion to the world, and he's being quacked by ducks, by bureaucrats, people who are protecting these rules and regulations and policies of the past. Are you doing that in your organization? See, if people quack like ducks, then you're never going to have a great organization. You have to turn the pyramid upside down so they can soar like eagles. So now all the power and all of the authority is with the people closest to the customers. When Jesus washed the feet of the disciples, he was symbolizing moving from vision and direction to implementation. And when he washed their feet, he said, if the goal essentially is to make disciples of all nations, and he didn't say that particularly that night, but what we got to do it is to serve rather than be served. And that's what he was symbolizing with washing of their feet. So implementation takes the servant part of leadership and focuses it on it. Vision and direction is the leadership part of servant leadership. So think, today as you go to work, how have you done in terms of turning the traditional hierarchy upside down? Are you really cheerleading and supporting and encouraging people, or are people looking up the hierarchy and kowtowing to you and others? Jesus doesn't want you to do that. He wants you to serve rather than be served. If you don't turn the pyramid upside down, you are never going to be able to lead like Jesus. So God bless. Have a wonderful day and serve today.